If you'll take your Bibles and turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2, we're going to continue on this idea of study. If you'll stand out of love and respect for the Word of God, if you're physically able, we're going to read responsively here. We'll start together out loud on verse 14 and on all the even verses, and then I'll read the odd verses by myself as we go through the end of the chapter. So let's begin together in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 14. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing they do gender strifes. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. We're looking here in Timothy once again, and kind of on a parental theme, if you will. Paul loved dearly his son Timothy, his son in the faith, if you will, Timothy. And he loved what Timothy was becoming and doing, and wanted nothing more than to continue to invest in his life, and to, of course, invest in the life of the churches during his missionary journeys, those that he had been able to nurture up in the Lord. It was kind of appropriate as we've been going through this chapter. We've already gone through verses 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. And we kind of finished up the last part of verse 19 last week. And as I got to verse 20, it reminded me of my very first Sunday here at Lighthouse Baptist Church. Brother Dart, you and I were talking about this, maybe last year even, or sometime you mentioned it to me, and I don't know why, but for some reason he remembered the first message that I preached here as your pastor on November the 29th. Actually, I have it right here. Let me see where it went. I save all my sermons. I keep them, that way I know which ones I've already preached. But it was November 29th. 2020. That seems like forever ago already. The title of that sermon was Vessels Unto Honor. I actually preached that in the morning service at Trinity Baptist Church, kind of as a farewell message. And then that evening I came and accepted the pastorate here at Lighthouse Baptist Church, and I preached that message again. And we're going to talk about some of the same elements. But I want you to realize that was a little bit of nostalgia for me to go back and look over that message and et cetera. But as I've grown over these last 4.5 years, I realized some other things about this particular verse as Paul is writing to Timothy. Now, I read through, goodness, I think about a dozen to 15 different, what are those guys called? Commentators, about this passage of scripture. The majority of them, believe that As he talks about this verse, he says, but in a great house, verse 20, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, comma, but also of wood and of earth, semicolon. Okay, so there's a division there. The semicolon gives us a division. And then he says, still talking about the vessels, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Now, the majority of the commentators were of the opinion that the vessels of gold and silver were the vessels of honor, and the vessels of wood and earth were the vessels of dishonor. I don't think I agree with that. That's my own opinion, okay? Because I don't come to that same conclusion, because in our scriptures, the Bible says that in the Father's house are all these vessels. Okay, so why would God want a dishonorable vessel in his house? Right? So I like to give you guys a picture to the window of my mind. I know that's scary, but this is how I think. I sat in my chair and I thought about this, and I thought, why would God, if a wood vessel is dishonorable, why would he have it in his house? Or if a clay vessel was dishonorable, why would he have it in his house? And I thought about it. What about gold makes it honorable? Is gold honorable as a substance? Is silver honorable as a substance? Is wood honorable as a substance? Clay, is it honorable as a substance? Anybody, I'm asking for help now. So, what makes something honorable or dishonorable? To me, it's condition, right? For instance, I have this beautiful bolo tie that somebody keeps trying to get from me. I'm not letting it go. This is actually made by a Navajo man. I bought it in Gallup, New Mexico at a trade store. And it is real silver. Do you know what happens to silver? It tarnishes. And you know what you have to do to it? You have to clean it. You have to polish it to remove the... Now, is this silver still valuable, if you will, if it's tarnished? It is. But the tarnish is something that can be cleaned off, right? And so, by the way, would it be honorable to serve or to wear this tarnished? No, because it's tarnished. So what do you need to remove, the silver or the tarnish? The tarnish. Okay, if I have this is a wood pulpit. So is this wood pulpit dishonorable to God because it's made of wood? No. If I had a clay pulpit. Now, if I did this to a clay pulpit, it might not be a good idea. All right? That doesn't make it dishonorable. So the material doesn't make it honorable or dishonorable. What makes it honorable or dishonorable? The condition of the material. Right? Whether it's dirty, tarnished, right? Cracked, dented, right? All of that makes the vessel itself tarnished. So, again, I promised you as your pastor that I would always tell you when this is my opinion. This is my opinion. That he's not talking about whether or not it's... If, for instance, to call you a vessel of gold or a vessel of silver, we would say you're honorable, even if you're dirty, according to their determination of what the scripture means. But if you're a vessel of wood or a vessel of clay, you're automatically dishonorable. I don't think that's what the scripture is saying. Again, I promised you I'd tell you that's my opinion, okay? So we're going to go off on my opinion since I'm preaching today. All right? And not the opinion of the commentators. But you could believe that if you'd like to. And if you do believe that, that's fine. But if you will, I believe that it's talking about the condition of the vessel, not the material of the vessel that it's made up of. Okay? So we're going to go to the condition. All right? So first of all, we ought to be or become a vessel of God. Okay, now the word vessel in this particular word means implement. Now, how many of you know what an implement is? It's something you use. All right? Now, a vessel in this particular case could mean a cup or a bowl or something to hold something. Let me ask you a question. What are we supposed to hold in our vessel, if you will? Christ, right? We are a vessel. And by the way, wouldn't that make us a vessel unto honor, right? So you can see why, as we go along here, I'm building a case for my opinion, okay? But it is, to me, what Paul is trying to tell Timothy, because it starts with a command. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, cutting straight, rightly dividing the word of truth. So, ladies and gentlemen, my proposal to you today is that we indeed should be a vessel. So if you're not born again, you are not an implement in the hand of Almighty God. And you need to become one. So get saved today. If you don't know for sure about heaven, if you're not sure that Jesus Christ is your Savior, you can come down and we'll show you from the Bible how you can accept Jesus Christ as your Savior today and become a vessel in the hand of God. A vessel carries something, contains something, has a purpose, it's an implement. It's something to be used by the user. Who's the owner of us as Christians? Almighty God, right? We're bought with a price. We are not our own. So we're not to fill our lives, our vessel, with anything we want. We're supposed to study to show ourselves approved unto the user, right? A workman that needeth not to be ashamed. And now we'll talk about this. That word ashamed is similar to the word dishonor, right? We don't need to be ashamed. We don't need to be dishonored. Because we're a vessel that's clean. By the way, in verse 19, what does he end with? If we name the name of Christ, we should do what? Depart from tarnish. Corruption, sin, things that make the vessel that we possess dirty. Guess what dirty is? Dishonorable. Let me ask you a question. As we stand before God Almighty, what is it that we're ashamed by or ought to be ashamed by? Our sin. Because we've tarnished the name of Christ. And if he says to us, if we're going to name the name of Christ, we should depart from iniquity. In other words, we should be cleansed. Who cleanses us? Jesus. What cleanses us? The washing of the water by the word. But does it matter if we're a wood vessel cleansed and clean? Or a silver vessel cleansed and clean? Or a gold vessel cleansed and clean. By the way, I will drink coffee out of a dirty coffee cup. I know you all said, ew, right? That's how much I like coffee. I have a thing about coffee. I'll drink it hot. I'll drink it cold. I'll drink it 3 days old, as long as there's no mold. Okay? Don't throw away coffee. I mean, throwing out coffee is just like, it just makes me cry. You know, it's like, no, don't do that. You know, you're wasting it. It's funny because I told you before, I'm a little forgetful. I usually walk around with a coffee cup. Now, it doesn't always have coffee in it. Sometimes it has water or other things in it. But I like coffee cups. Guess what coffee cups are basically made out of? Porcelain or clay, right? So to me, a coffee cup is a vessel of honor, the highest honor that you can bestow upon a cup of any sort is to be a coffee cup. Anybody with me? Am I crazy? Okay, I'm crazy. All right. But that's a vessel of honor, right? But do vessels of honor get dirty sometimes? And what do they need to be done? Thrown away! Get them out of my house, right? You just take the coffee cup. It's got mold in it and old coffee. And you just... This vessel is now a vessel of dishonor. Get out of here, right? You just crack it, you throw it away because it's a clay cup. I think
for my next birthday, I think I want all of you to get me gold coffee cups. Solid gold. I mean, heavy, heavy, solid gold coffee cups, okay? Because I want to have a vessel unto honor, right? Okay, so now I'm getting a little belligerent. That's why I don't think it's talking about the material the vessel's made of. I believe it's talking about the condition of the vessel. You know, some of us are wooden vessels. Some of us are clay vessels. Some of us are silver vessels. Some of us are gold vessels. Whatever God has made us, that's what we are. But it's up to us, if you will, to stay clean. We have the choice to be a vessel unto honor. Folks, do you have to let sin into your life? Do you have to? Is there some mandatory cosmic rule that says you must let some sin into your life? That you have to. Every day, you've got to sin at least twice. Is that a rule? No. Actually, the opposite is true. We have been freed from the bondage of sin. So guess what? We no longer have to sin. When we're lost and undone, guess what we have to do every day? We have to sin. Why? Because it's our nature. It's who we are. We're the children of disobedience. That's in us. But once we've been freed by Jesus Christ, the Savior, from our sin, we no longer have to sin. Why? Because we're a vessel in His hands. But if my coffee cup chooses to leap from my hand into the dirt, which I don't know why it would. My hand is such a secure, safe place. There's a purpose in my hand to provide me with coffee. See, and every vessel should love that. But if it chooses to leap from my hand into the dirt, right? I didn't want the cup to get dirty. I didn't want the precious contents of the cup to be spilled. Right? Like, our vessels should contain Christ. That's a precious. That's why Christ is a picture. You know, coffee is a picture of Christ and all that. You've heard that before, right? Oh, yes. It's a wonderful thing. I'm chasing rabbits now. Okay. But you know what? I don't want them. But the vessel is dirty. So what does the vessel need? It needs to be cleaned. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to, yeah, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, as we talk about this, I want you to understand, if we're going to study to show ourselves, to manifest that we are a vessel unto honor, that whatever vessel I am, whatever God has made me to, whatever implement, whatever container, if I'm a cup, if I'm a jug, if I'm a bucket, if I'm a swimming pool for His cause, whatever I am, whatever size, because you know, we all bear different amounts of fruit, right? We all have different talents and abilities, some one, some two, some five. So some of you are coffee cups for Jesus. Some of you are gallon jugs for Jesus. Some of you are 5-gallon water coolers for Jesus. Whatever it is, we all are different materials, different shapes, different sizes. Hey, different purposes. We all have different purposes in the body of Christ. You know, my finger is not my brain. Thank God, because all it would do would pick my nose, right? That's all it does. That's all a finger's good for, right? No? Come on, I know all you boys at some point in time picked your nose, right? Or still do, okay. No, but you know, my finger doesn't rule my body, right? But my feet don't see, right? And my eyeballs don't take me anywhere, if you will, as far as the actual physical movement part, right? My ears, they do what ears are supposed to do. They're not all made the same and of the same makeup, if you will. They're different vessels for my body, right? They're different implements that I use in my body, just like in the Father's house. He says, in a great house. By the way, does anybody know a greater house than the house of God? We're all vessels in His house. There are vessels of gold. There are vessels of silver. But there are also vessels of wood and vessels of earth. But all the vessels, that's why I believe it's important to study English because that semicolon is now referring back to the previous statement. Guess what? The previous statement has four items. And all four items can be vessels of honor, or all four items can be vessels of dishonor. And that's where we want to focus today. But by the way, I told you, we're going to get a little bit, technical, because studying is important. Setting our mind to the things of the Word of God are critical. One commentator, I believe, correctly stated it this way. He said, in these verses, a believer is pictured as a vessel. If a vessel is to be usable, it must be clean or properly maintained. For example, you can imagine you're walking across a desert and you come to an oasis. You're parched and almost dying of thirst, and you find two cups. One is made of gold, highly ornamented but dirty, and the other is an old clay crock. It will barely just hold enough water, but it's clean. Which one would you use? How many of you would drink out of the dirty gold cup? Now, how many of you would clean the gold cup and then use it? Okay. All right. Or tuck it in your bag and drink out of the clay cup. All right. That's what you're going to do. It's not about the material. It's about the condition of the material. It says, now give God credit for having as much intelligence as you have. He too prefers to use clean vessels, no matter how ornamented they are. God wants us to be a clean vessel. God's looking for clean vessels, usable vessels, vessels that are going to fulfill the purpose. By the way, we could go implement-wise. How many of you would love to use a golden hammer or a golden pitchfork? Wouldn't that be cool? That'd be great. But what if the golden hammer or the golden pitchfork was missing a handle? It wouldn't be as useful as a regular pitchfork, right? So we've got to understand that these things are important. Now, as we move along, just very quickly, I want to focus on not so much the vessels anymore, but the condition of the vessels. God says that some of these vessels are to honor. Folks, that should be our purpose in life. To be a vessel, an implement that is honorable to God Almighty. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't mean to be rude to you today or brash, but I want to tell you, it doesn't matter if you think you're honorable. It matters if He thinks you're honorable. What you think doesn't matter. What He thinks matters 100%. We've got to realize that, because here's what we say. We as human beings have this flaw. We think we're just fine. By the way, every time, I don't want to get in trouble on Mother's Day? I've tried so hard to be good today. And I'm not going to call my wife a liar. Should I call you a liar, dear? I know. I'm not going to call her a liar, but there's one time that I never believe her. You want to know when I never believe her? Dear, what's wrong? Nothing. Right? Or, all right, is everything okay? I'm fine. I'm sorry, I don't believe you. Guys, I want more support here. Help me, please. Okay. Am I right? Right, guys? Okay, guys, I got a wave. All right, hallelujah. Right? I'm sorry, I don't believe you. You're not fine, okay? I can tell you're not fine. I don't feel fine. You say you're not fine. I know that's true. But we think we're fine. My wife was talking to the ladies about this. They had a ladies' banquet, and she also got to speak at another ladies' banquet yesterday. But they were talking about the mirror reflection and stuff like that. And And listen, the Word of God has got to be our mirror. We've got to look at ourselves through God's eyes, through God's Word. And guess what? That'll tell us we're not fine. That we need some cleansing. We need some cleaning. Hey, listen, you might be good, if you will, to your standards, but what about God's standards? By the way, how many of you have different standards of cleanliness? Right? For a man, I'll take a dirty vessel, a dirty cup, right? And if it has something, some food on it or something, I'll just scratch it off and now it's clean. You know, or go, or I might take my dirty, sweaty undershirt and I'll wipe out the cup and then I'll drink out of it because, I'm clean. That's man's standards for sure. All your ladies are like, this is terrible. Who said that's awesome? Oh, somebody said that's awesome. Wasn't you? Wait, am I right, guys? Okay. Get him a dress. Take his man card away from him. we like things to be, we have our own standard of clean. God has a standard of clean. And we need to be a vessel of honor to Him. This verse and all of these verses, they go together. In study to show thyself approved unto God, we are approbated or we are approved by whom? God. And when we're a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, we need not to be disgraced or need not to be dishonored or need not to be ashamed because of Him, not us. Because we're a skillful artificer cutting straight the Word of God. Folks, the one thing that we try to do as human beings to make ourselves appear clean is we'll say, well, God doesn't really mean that. Or, God's okay with... No, He's not okay with it. How many of you have ever tricked yourself, and you don't have to answer by show of hand or anything, but how many of you have ever tricked yourself and said, look, no one else is going to know, so this little white lie won't hurt anyone, but it'll help me. And you've justified your own devices to benefit yourself. Anybody been there, right? Folks, we've all done that in our lives. But we can go on justifying everything we want to. By the way, one of the popular things in the world today is, this is the 21st century, right? Is that where we're in? Yeah, okay, I think so. Right? That's how centuries work, right? It's always the next one. Okay. 21st century. These Bible commands, these Bible standards and rules, they're of the past. They don't apply to today because God didn't know there was going to be no genders today. God didn't know that someone that's born a male of a species can become a female of the species if they want to. Or even more ridiculous, that a human being can identify as a cat. God didn't know that could happen. So these rules, they're old fashioned. They're out of date. They don't apply anymore. Well, now, folks, we're creating our own value of honor, if you will, as opposed to God's value of honor. So, in closing today, just a few things about what God says about honor and dishonor. Over in Romans chapter 8, and you can just listen because I got to go quickly because I chased too many rabbits today. But he says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ hath made me free from the law of sin and death. So you understand what Paul is saying here in Romans. He's saying, look, if you want to be in a vessel unto honor, you need to walk after Christ. And guess what? It is a black and white. It is a tried and true. It is a yes and no. That if we walk in Christ, in the light, we will be a vessel unto honor. If we don't, we won't. Period. That's how it has to be. That's how it is. He says, for what the law could not do, that it was weak, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now listen to this. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. So as a vessel, if you walk after the flesh, after the world, after sin, after lust, after iniquity, after all these things that Paul is saying, don't do those things. Don't go there. Don't be a part of all of that. Because if you're a part of all of that, you're not a part of me. He says that if you walk after the flesh, if you choose as a vessel, you're going to be a vessel unto dishonor. That's how it's going to be. But he says if in the next verse, he says, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. He says, for to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So folks, you understand, the carnal mind, the carnal vessel, a vessel bought with a price, you're not your own. You're free from the bondage of sin, but you've chosen to go back and to fill yourselves or to get dirty with the world again. You are a vessel now of dishonor in the house of God, in the great house of God Almighty. Why would you make that choice, O vessel of God? Don't you love him? Don't you have admiration for your God who loved you, who gave himself for you, who sent his only Son to die on the cross, to be buried, to rise again the third day, to ascend up into heaven, who's right now sitting at the right hand of the Father, caring about your life? Jesus knows your name. He is making a petition for you. He is your advocate at the right hand of God. And you want to go over here and get dirty? And you want to go and be a vessel of dishonor? Hey, how about this? Spitting in the face of Christ, who said, you know what? He died for you, but I don't need that life. I'm going to live in the world. The carnal mind is enmity against God, it says. So not only are you a vessel of dishonor, you're against him. You're his enemy. Enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So they are flesh. Oh, hey folks. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. This is not some angry Baptist preacher telling you that these things are so. This is the book. If you are a vessel of dishonor, folks, you cannot please the master. Now, you're in his house, but you're bringing displeasure to him. By the way, I don't think I mentioned it, but I do have some definitions somewhere. Here it is. Too many papers. I don't need you. Get out of here. Honor means to esteem. An expression of respect or high estimation by words or actions. Isn't that what we ought to be for Christ? In the Spirit, departing from iniquity, being proud to name the name of Christ and be a clean vessel in the Master's house. A vessel of honor. Hey, listen, I know that every morning, all of my row of coffee cups, I have about 300 of them, all of my wonderful coffee cups, they are all, when I open the cabinets, they're all saying, pick me, pick me, pick me. I can hear these voices. I'm kind of nuts. Today, I think I chose the happy, happy, happy coffee cup because, you know, being happy is good. Sometimes I choose the Ford truck coffee cup. I even have, I suppose on May the 4th, I even have a Star Wars one with all the lightsabers that when the coffee fills it, it's heat activated, so all the lightsabers go vzzz. It's pretty cool. It also lets me know when I need more hot coffee because they go, nah. But you know, all my coffee cups, they just scream at me. They say, I want to be used. I want to be used. I'm clean. I'm clean. You can use me. They're in my house. And when they're dirty, guess where I put them? In the trash, right? Because they're no longer in my house. No, I put them in the sink to be cleaned. Listen, a vessel of honor. Sometimes God looks at us and he says, by the way, how many of you have children? Okay, right? How many of your children do the dishes for you? Or say they do the dishes for you, okay? So I go to my cabinet, and I open the cabinet, and I get a plate. Nope. I don't throw it in the trash. I put it in the... for them to wash again, because it didn't get washed the first time. And I get a cup, and I look at the cup, and there's lip prints all over it. Like this. I'm like, nope. You know, come on, parents, you've all been there. You're all still there. Okay, yeah, me too. We don't throw them out. We put them in a place to get cleaned. You know, sometimes God puts us through trials and tribulations and difficulties to wash the crud off of us. Because we're still a vessel he cares about. But now we're dishonoring him. And we need to be cleaned. To me, as we study the Word of God, Paul is telling Timothy, look, you need to study. You need to be approved unto God. You need to shun profane and vain babblings. You need because they're going to increase ungodliness. It's going to eat at you like a canker. It's going to be vicious. It's going to be aggressive. It's going to whittle you down to nothing. It's going to make you your faith overthrown. But God knows who you are. You are bought with a price. You are His. If you're going to name His name, He's calling you out. He loves you. You're His. But if you're going to name His name, depart from iniquity. There are vessels of gold and silver and wood and earth in my house. Some are dirty and need to be cleaned. And some are clean and are going to be used. They're vessels of honor. Not vessels of dishonor. Folks, God wants us to be a clean vessel. We're going to give you a little snapshot of verse 21. If a man therefore purge himself from these. I struggled with this word because it's a pronoun. And I was trying to find the antecedent. What are the these? Well, I believe that these are all the things that we're supposed to get away from. Sin, iniquity, the flesh, the world, the vain and profane babblings, all of these things. If we'll purge ourselves, we will be a vessel unto honor. Folks, listen to me. You can go through 1 John, you can go through Galatians 5, most of Galatians 5, Ephesians chapter 5. We have got to let God reign in our body. In our lives. We have got to walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. We have got to promote the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. We've got to be concerned with godliness and the things of God, the way of God. God wants us to be usable, clean, working implements in his service. Because it is a great house. And there are many vessels. But we need to be usable vessels for the Lord.